Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bug Man.
All right, and I think you got a question for us.
Yeah, so my wife and I, we stay really busy all the time.
Yeah.
With work and after work stuff. We're just always on the go. And unfortunately, that means you can't always cook at home. You can't always, you know, use groceries from the grocery store.
Yeah.
You have to go out to drive-thrus and sit-down restaurants.
Oh, man.
And I'm just kind of, so we're in the drive-thru one day, and I'm thinking, you know, if this restaurant was a person, what kind of person would he be or she be?
Which restaurant are you sitting at?
Well, okay, so for instance, I'm sitting in Taco Bell the other day, and I'm thinking, you know, I love Taco Bell so much, but I always feel bad.
I'm not a fan.
Whenever I leave there. Yeah, lower energy, I'm not a fan. So I kind of feel like Taco Bell would be the guy that you always want, or girl, that you always want to go see, that you always want to just go over to their house and have good conversation or whatever, and it never turns out that way.
Yeah.
It never turns out like good conversation.
Oh, man.
You always end up, like, just talking bad about people and whatever, and you leave saying, I am not very happy.
You're not feeling good.
I'm not feeling too good after talking to Mr. or Miss Taco Bell. But then next week, you're like, you know who I want to go see? Taco Bell.
Oh,
I love that Taco Bell.
Okay, now look, here's Taco Bell for me.
Yeah.
Taco Bell for me is this is the person that everybody gets along with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody that I know.
Everybody
I know loves this Bell guy.
Yeah.
All right. Me and him don't get along.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Yep, you've got history.
And it's not just that, like, man, I don't get along with him. His personality's bad. Like, he's a jerk to me or whatever.
Yeah.
Every time I deal with Taco Bell, I get sick.
Oh, man.
Sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I just want to walk away from the guy.
Yeah. Like, you just don't get along.
Dude, listen. Bell smells bad.
Mr. Bell.
He smells bad.
Yeah.
Smells bad. I don't like him.
Yep.
All of his food tastes like plastic to me, like the cheese or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, hey, they like hanging out with Bell.
It's always not this packed. Guy. It's always packed.
There's always people over at his house.
There's always people over at Bell's house.
and you know what the worst part about Bell? No matter how often that dude cleans his bathroom, it's always disgusting.
Yeah,
in there.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Always.
And what can you expect? Hint, hint. You know,
Bell's the worst guy. He's the worst. He's not a very clean dude.
He's not very clean dude. You know, that reminds me. Around here, and I don't know how it is everywhere else,
right,
but around here, there's a lot of KFC Taco Bell chains.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're in the same building or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
ours actually split, but our KFC used to be a Taco Bell.
Well, and see where I'm from.
Combo thing.
Where I'm from, I know at least four that share a building. Like, you go in and you order from the same counter,
right,
but you order off of two different menus.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So that makes me think, what kind of a guy or girl would KFC be? And what I think of when I think of KFC is actually like a grandmother who you go in to see, and she's like, you look hungry.
Dude, she always has a whole buffet out.
She always has food, and you always think it's good.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
You're like, nanny. Well, that's what I call my grandma.
Right.
Nanny. Easy. I'm full. I was full 10 minutes ago, and she's like, nonsense. Here's some more. And so it
becomes, KFCs are grandmas.
KFCs are grandmas.
But they're the kind of grandmas that feed you no matter what.
Feed you no matter what.
Perfect.
Are you sad?
I think you're right.
Are you happy? Eat. Are you not hungry? Eat.
Yeah.
That's always the solution.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's not good. Our KFC is good.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, maybe a little greasy, but how could it not be?
Right.
And every time I go, I've gone to the buffet. I take it to the house. It's always good, but there's always four times the amount that I need, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a sweet little old grandma that just cares about your well-being.
Right. All right, now let me tell you about another restaurant that I think I've got
this
one at.
All right.
Okay, so we've got McDonald's, right?
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's McDonald's.
Yes, I want to hear about McDonald's.
McDonald's, in my opinion,
he ain't got
if
no
he's
farm.
A person,
yeah.
All right, McDonald's is this nerd.
A nerd. A
college student.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's a college student that never leaves his dorm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never leaves.
Yeah.
And this guy's got, you know, like a, he's always asking you to come over. And most people do because, you know, mm-hmm. everybody likes hanging out with him. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he makes, you know, some pretty cheap food.
Yep.
You know, he's got pretty cheap food
right.
at his place, but there's lots of it. You know, there's lots of it. It's like a bag of Doritos. It's real cheap. It's not good for you.
That's right.
There's lots of it. Tastes okay.
Yep.
But the thing about this guy, he doesn't cook.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
He's got this printer.
Yep.
And all his food comes out of a 3D printer. And he's just typing it up and getting it up on Photoshop or whatever.
Yeah.
Or some kind of, you know, some kind of computer program typing out what he wants.
Right.
And then he just, you know, there's just like this sort of juice or whatever, this plastic, right? Yeah. That comes out of his printer and sort of forms the shape of your food there, of your French fries. And then you know, when it solidifies, he's heating it up and then he hands it over to you and says, bon appetit, bro.
Yeah, here you go.
Good.
Here you go.
In a dorm room. And in a college dorm room.
And it's easy. You don't have much commitment. You know, you don't have to impress anybody.
Right.
You just show up. You eat something that may or may not be food. And you leave because you happen to be in the dorm neighborhood or whatever.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
In the dormitory.
You don't care what you're eating as a college student.
No.
You just want to eat.
It's definitely Mr. McDonald's.
Right.
Is definitely a college student.
Yeah.
So let's think of another one.
Thinking Arby's.
Arby's, you know, and Arby's for me has changed. When I remember Arby's growing up, it just being the place where I got curly fries. But now...
Man, I got my curly fries from Rally's.
Oh, I forgot about Rally's. I forgot about... They do have good fries.
They got good fries.
Oh, man. Okay, well, don't sidetrack me. Don't sidetrack me. Now I'm all I'm thinking about is curly fries. But now with this... I don't know if it's rebranding or maybe I just never noticed it before, but Arby's is now the guy that's like, okay, I'm selling this product that's really good.
Yeah.
But you need more of it. Like, I've come for... this product that you have. And he's like, yeah, but why don't you take three? You know? And so like an Arby's sandwich now is not just a meat sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a meat sandwich and they packed some more meat in there.
What kind of person is he though?
So
is he a pack rat?
I feel like he's just a,
or what is he?
He's just a good guy that's just putting things together. And he's like, you know, I love you, man. Here's a sandwich that I made personally for you, and I feel like you need the meat more than me.
Yeah.
So he's a loving guy. He's just fine. He's Arby's.
I think he's a creep.
Mr. Arby's might be a creep. He might be a creep that's trying to draw people in.
And here's
in.
Why.
Yeah.
Here's why. Okay, who do you know that eats at Arby's?
Well, I do.
Here's the deal. Oh, what, you eat at Arby's?
I do, but live really close
okay,
to
Okay, so this
I
is
live
Arby's.
Really close
this
to
is
one.
This guy.
Okay.
Arby's is the guy that has no friends, right? At least not any friends in public.
Okay.
Okay. Nobody has any friends in public.
Yeah.
Dude's name is Arby's. All right. And Arby's hangs out with people, but nobody wants to admit they hang out with Arby's.
Okay? You're totally right.
That's
You're
what it
totally
is.
Totally right.
Because look, dude. Nobody's eating at Arby's.
Nobody's eating it. Nobody's admitting that they're eating
Nobody's
at
admitting
Arby's.
It. They go, where'd you get lunch from? I made this at home.
I went home. You're totally right. You're totally right. And I guess it's because he just fills you up to the point of I'm a little ashamed.
I don't know.
Of what
I think he's
happened.
Desperate.
He might.
I think he's desperate. Why do you think he's offering you so much
you're
food?
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
And then, like, oh man, I'm not eating at Arby's.
You're totally right.
You got that sandwich from Arby's, didn't you?
I
no,
do.
Dude. I didn't. No, I promise. I don't hang out with that guy.
So okay, and I'm not.
I don't know him.
I'm not. Okay, so maybe we are dissing Arby's.
Maybe.
But what's bad is I live really close to an Arby's, and sometimes for lunch when I'm just in the area, I swing by and...
You're going over there?
Don't tell everybody,
you know,
obviously.
You know he eats his own poop, right?
Don't... Oh, wow. So don't tell anybody that I hang out with him. But the thing is, it's getting up there with Mr. Taco Bell to where I can't anymore because it's not fulfilling before or after, right?
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Uh-huh. Hint, hint. So, yeah, I think you're right. He is desperate because, well, he's just desperate. He's desperate for friends.
Yeah.
So, there's another one that that I want to talk. Unless you have more for Mr. Arby's.
No, man, you go right ahead. Okay. We can get off. Listen, I know I brought him up.
Yeah.
But I just brought him up to bring him down, man. Move
on.
I don't want to hang out with Arby's.
Sweep the floor with that one. So
I don't know him.
So Chick-fil-A is another big one that we have, at least in the town that I live.
Yeah.
And they
I have to make a pilgrimage to get there, but yeah. Dude, listen, I'll make it.
I know, I know. And see, when I think of Chick-fil-A, I think of the sweet, and it's a guy, it could be guy or girl, it doesn't mean grandma or dude or what,
right.
It could be anybody. They're the sweet person that everyone loves until something happens, and it's always their fault. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, so
you're gonna have to talk this out, man, because I gotta.
so when you think about, I'm gonna start eating healthy,
right?
Well, you have to have Chick-fil-A. You know, like I would eat healthy if it wasn't for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. I was like, you ain't eating healthy at Chick-fil-A in your diet, dude.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Or like, all right, I'm gonna stop eating out. It's mm-hmm. Sunday. What do you want most on Sunday? Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yeah.
And it's always their fault, you know?
So what, like, kind of person is Chick-fil-A?
They're sweet, and they take care of you. They uh-huh. they care about you. They deliver you a really good relationship or product or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they have boundaries, and they ask you to respect these boundaries or whatever, uh-huh. and everybody's just taking advantage of them.
Man.
Like, they're saying, look, we're going out of our way to deliver you a really good product here.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, well, you're still fast food or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not good for you.
They're not good
for
you.
They're just good food.
They're not good for you. And maybe it's just me, but I think, well, it's just Chick-fil-A. You know, it's yeah. not really fast food.
So what kind
it's
of person Chick-fil-A. Are they, though?
I feel like they're a good person. They're not lying to anybody. They're not hiding anything. But we all are assuming things, right, yeah. that just aren't true.
You know what I think about Chick-fil-A?
What do you think about Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A
uh-huh.
is the bad boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Chick-fil-A is the bad boyfriend we all got to get away from.
Oh, but you can't, though.
Because, listen, because, you know, like, you know, there's situations where, and maybe it's not just a boyfriend, but the bad boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse, or whatever, is whoever it is, you know, there's you've seen relationships on TV and with other people where it's like, everybody in a friend circle is trying to convince this one person, yep. look, you've got to yep. break up with them.
Yep.
They're not good for you.
Yep.
They just keep, like, they're promising you the world.
That's so good.
And look, man, this guy, Philly or Chick, Philly. Or whatever his name is,
yeah.
he's promising you the best food. And yep. look,
yep.
he's got it.
He's got it.
That's the thing.
What you need, he's got.
That's right. He's got the best.
He's got that.
He's got the best of whatever it is he's offering.
Oh, my gosh.
But
yeah,
he's unhealthy. He's bad for you.
He's bad for you.
He's going to kill you. You're going to so get right. diabetes.
You're so right.
Eating this
diabetes.
Chick-fil-A.
You're so right. You're so right.
You know, you got to stay away from this guy. Chick-fil-A's the bad boyfriend.
Yes, he is. You nailed that.
Now, look, I know how you feel
yep.
about this.
Yep.
I think Wendy's is the best. I think, in my personal opinion, yep. and it has almost nothing to do with their food.
Yeah. Really?
It has almost everything to do with the Twitter account.
Oh.
That they run.
Okay, okay.
These people are nuts.
Yeah, they are. They really are. You're right about that. We all want to be friends with Wendy's.
Look, y'all, Wendy's didn't pay me to say this. But
keep up.
I can't
work,
tell you how
Wendy's.
Many times I've been looking on Twitter and just all of a sudden I'm reading these hilarious tweets from Wendy's. And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I gotta go to Wendy's.
Yeah, right.
I gotta go buy some food. So maybe it's not that Wendy's is just this great person.
Yeah.
Maybe Wendy's is just they're a sociopath.
So maybe he's
like manipulating
like,
people.
Okay, yeah, like sociopath or like the class clown that everybody likes to laugh at.
Right.
And everybody likes to like, but nobody's actually friends with
them. Oh no.
You know? Does that make sense?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But look, dude. I'm still going to eat Wendy's.
I am too.
All right. I think we've drugged that one out for a little while. And I know yes. we didn't hit every single restaurant, but right. we talked about quite a few.
Right. Yep.
So I think we've got that one figured out.
Yep. And of course, you know, I mean, we haven't mentioned it much, but we have a Facebook page. If you think of some more or have a discussion that you want to have.
Yeah, there you go.
Just hit us up, I reckon.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part,
yeah.
we started this for us.
Well, we did.
We're going to talk about our own
questions. Things, yes.
But, you know.
It'd be nice.
It'd be nice. It'd All be right. Nice. So the question was, if fast food restaurants were people, what kind of people would they be? And yep. I think we figured that one out. If you got anybody that's confused by this, needs to have a little help talking this one out, then you go ahead and send them our way. Or if you have any, if you know of any fast food restaurants out there with an identity crisis, send them our way.
I think we'll
straighten things out for them. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. This is some guy in the bug game. Some guy in the bug man figured things out. I'm some guy.
I'm the bug man.
All right. See y'all later.